Welcome to We Are Carroll, a service of the Community Foundation of Carroll County. I'm your host, Kayla Slinsky. Today, we speak with Tammy Lofink, founder and president of Rising Above Addiction. We learn about Tammy's journey as a founder and how the Community Foundation of Carroll County brought her hope and supported her mission to support community members struggling against addiction. Remember, you can learn more about the Community Foundation of Carroll County on our website, www.wearecarroll.org. Stay with us. What inspired you to create Rising Above Addiction?
So on September 14th, 2014, I lost my son to an overdose. He was home at the time. He was only 18 years old and he died in his bedroom, in his bed. Obviously, I thought my life was just over that day. It was horrible. And I sat in the front on the front lawn that day, and I just knew I had that, just knowing that life would never be the same. And as time went on, I knew that I wanted to do something to help other people. I never wanted another parent to have to go through what we had been through as a family. And I also wanted to help to heal myself. So I didn't really know what that looked like. I don't know if the seed was planted. I don't even know how I started thinking about doing something. But yeah, it just kind of evolved from there.
How did you get connected with the Community Foundation of Carroll County?
So we were introduced by, I can't remember the woman's name. I don't even know if she still works there, but she worked at the front desk when you first walked in. She introduced us to the foundation, and she had known one of my friends, and she had said, if you're looking to start something that's nonprofit and you don't want to do it on your own, and you know, because it's such an ordeal to get 501c3 approved and all of that, if you want to start out, you can be under their umbrella. So I had never even heard of it. And we set up an appointment and just took off from there.
And what are some of the benefits of working with the Community Foundation of Carroll County?
Oh my gosh, so many. Because I had always planned on just kind of learning what I needed to do. And then I was going to break out on my own. And after a few years, I knew I never wanted to leave them. They handle everything. First of all, it's such a community partnership, and to be involved with the community and be a part of something that helps people is wonderful. Liability, and a lot of people trust when you're under the foundation because it's so monitored. And a lot of people had told me that people are hesitant to donate to single people doing their own nonprofits sometimes because they're new and a lot of people don't know a lot about it. But when you're under the foundation, they have the reputation and people feel very comfortable with that, which makes perfect sense. And as far as, I don't know if the word is liability, but I don't ever have to touch the money. So the money goes straight to the foundation. And then from there, it's dispersed to either the bills that need to be paid or the donations that are to be made. And they handle all the taxes, all of the paperwork, the statements. So really, it's an opportunity to be a nonprofit and also just be able to focus on the nonprofit because you don't have all of the other stuff weighing you down.
What is the mission of Rising Above Addiction?
To help our youth and young adults who are struggling with addiction. And it turned into so much more. My initial goals were to raise money and help people get to treatment. And again, I didn't really know what that was going to look like, but pretty early on, I was introduced to, there's some people, our state's attorney and Tim Weber, who's the drug treatment liaison for the state's attorney's office. And pretty quickly, I became a community partner with them. And from there, I got in touch with the health department and different community organizations. And the first thing we did for Rising Above Addiction, I wanted to do something that was completely out of my comfort zone because I know how hard it is for people to stay clean and make the decision to get clean. So I decided that I would jump out of an airplane, and we raised almost $8,000, or right around $8,000. And that was kind of what kicked off the foundation. I wanted to do things that were outside the box. to make it exciting for people in recovery to do different things and bring the community together. And I would do a 5-mile run, and which led into years later doing a golf tournament with our drug court program. And it was really just a way to do things that were healthy and fun that would bring the community together, not just having something separate for people who were struggling with addiction. My events tended to bring out people who were struggling. We would have judges speak. We would have the state's attorney speak. You'd have the local community come out. So it was really a time for people to gather and just unite as one. And I really believe it helps a lot to diminish some of the stigma that's attached to addiction.
I'm sorry, I can't kind of gloss over the fact that you jumped out of an airplane. What?
I did. I used to avoid travel. Like the best example is my husband won a trip to Cabo through his work, and I refused to go. And I laugh at that now. I think, oh my gosh, how could I refuse to go to Cabo? But I was so afraid to fly. So I wouldn't go, and I would occasionally fly, but it was such an ordeal. Like it almost ruined the excitement of traveling because I was so anxious about it. So I don't know. I think after my son died, I just became this new person. And what was there to be afraid of? And I knew that I could either make something out of his death, something, turn it into something positive that would help other people and myself, or I could just give up. I knew I couldn't exist because I have a daughter. I did it, and I got to spread. My dad, unfortunately, had died 9 months prior to Rob in our home too. He had stage 4 lung cancer, and it was a gift to be able to walk him through and be able to take care of him in his last days. But it was just, I had been through so much, and he had died in our living room, and I had to have brain surgery a few months later for an aneurysm that they had found previously. And then a few months later, Rob died. So within a 9-month period, it was just brutal. And I think that just instantly changed me and gave me freedom to be courageous and be independent and try, like I said, just try to make something out of the awful circumstances. And a big motivator was showing my daughter that I wasn't going to give up and that she was just as important to be here for. And as much as I want to be with Rob, is as much as I want to be here with Leah, my daughter, and just survive and help other people who are going through what I'm going through. And if I can be a survivor, maybe it'll help someone else to be a survivor.
It's hitting me as a human, but also as a mom.
Right.
Well, it's a really intense responsibility to take care of your babies and take care of yourself and be courageous. So I really...
Yeah, it's so hard.
I can't even imagine. I can only say that I thank you for being courageous. You know, I just really thank you.
Don't get me wrong. There's times where I melt down, and but I try to be real. Like even when I write Robert a letter on his birthday and on the death anniversary, and I do a lot of writing on Facebook. Just that's therapy for me. I'm a writer, and also hope that somebody else who's going through what I'm going through reads it, and if it can just help them a little bit. But I always keep it real. I mean, I talk about the bad times, but I always try to end it with the gifts that I've been given through his death, because it's not real to say that I'm just, oh, everything's fine and I'm doing good. Because there's times where, you know, I'm curled up in a ball and it still seems unfair, and I just want them back, and all the would-haves and the could-haves and should-haves and all of that. But truly, it has made me really understand life and understand how beautiful life is. And it makes me sad you know, to think of all the hate and all the division in our world now, when, because I know so much more. And yeah, just it really changes you fundamentally.
So it sounds like Rising Above Addiction is a way to help a community, but it's also a way to help with healing, like help with your healing. How old is Rising Above Addiction?
I started it on the year anniversary of my son's death. So it was September 14th, 2015 is when it was announced.
Where's Rising Above Addiction going to be in, let's say, 5 years? What's your plan?
So I was approached by the drug treatment liaison and another person in, I think, 2017 is when it opened, if I would be willing to open a female sober home. And so we opened that. It's named after Rob, using his initials, and that's called Reclaiming My Life. And so that is still going. And then there was such a need for more help, because a lot of the sober homes, well, I don't know any really around us that are nonprofit. We opened another one, which we've since sold, because as I get older, I'm just trying to simplify. The girls are not required to pay for their first 2 weeks. And that gives them time to come in to find a job. A lot of them are coming straight out of treatment, whereas a lot of the sober homes not only charge the 2 weeks just to get in the door, they charge application fees. It's just crazy to me. Mine is completely nonprofit, so all the money that's paid through the girls for rent goes towards the mortgage and the bills that are paid. And so my ultimate goal for 5 years, because there's not a heavy mortgage on it, is for that house to be paid off. And every dime that comes through goes straight back to the foundation, and that, which in turn goes to helping people in any capacity struggling with addiction. And I'd also like to give a yearly scholarship. So 5 years from now, it's funny, if you would have asked me in the beginning, I would have had a different answer. It's definitely taken a toll on me, the sober homes, because I got so involved. And I think I was trying to give to every person, even including people who would call me and families and all the girls that came through the house. I was trying to do all the things I felt like I should have done for Rob. And it started to take a toll on me. And now I have somebody, her name is Erin Horn, and she's got like 10 years recovery. She's taken over the role of the day-to-day running the houses. And it's enabled me to be a little bit more in the background like I was in the beginning. And that has helped a lot. And I'm not really doing as many as the fundraisers. We still have the golf tournament with the drug court program, which I love. So really just to be a nonprofit place that helps people. Like, I take calls and I help people get to treatment. I just want to be what really isn't out there, a safe place where you don't have, I can, like, if a parent calls me and they're just exhausted, they don't know what to do, I love to be able to tell them, don't worry about it. Take that off your shoulders. I will help you get your family member to where they need to be, because there were so many times that I had nobody to help me. So really just to help people and be an ear on the other end of the phone. Yeah, just help people in a way that's just authentic. And so in 5 years, it will be the same and it will be thriving. And there'll be so many more women who come through the doors of Rob's house and Kristen's house, because the second home was named after Kristen Marie Spurrier, and that was Keeping My Serenity. So now there's always been a picture of Rob that hangs at the front door and a picture of Kristen that hung at the front door of the other house. Now they hang together. As I always say, that I believe they're together, and I joke with Valerie, Kristen's mom, and say that they're married, and now they share a home. So their pictures are side by side. And I just envision many more women being able to come through that house and find a safe place to live where they can just grow in their recovery.
And what can the community do to help you reach those goals?
I mean, donations are always nice, but it's more for me about just the community coming together and people understanding that addiction is a disease, and that all of us who have lost our children or our children are still struggling with addiction, to not judge. I think a lot of people now understand, and they have a lot of addiction. Addiction has touched almost everyone, but I think there still is some stigma, and it always saddens me when I hear people whisper or their voice gets quiet when they say, oh, my child died from an addiction, where I've always been open about it. And that doesn't mean that you failed as a parent. It doesn't mean that something was wrong with your child. And so really just to keep showing people and keep bringing people together in a united way, where people see that it's the girl next door, it's the doctor, it's the lawyer, it's the child, it's everybody. Everybody's life can be affected by addiction. And I think the more we unite as a community, the more resources will be available to help people instead of hindering them or making them feel ashamed, which can sometimes lead them back out. And our community is very good with that, by the way. I think there's still a lot of room to grow.
If someone wants to learn more about you or Rising Above Addiction, where do they go?
They can go to my website at risingaboveaddiction.com, and there's a phone number on there. If anyone ever needs to talk to me, it'll come directly to me. Anything. I mean, that's anytime anybody needs help, I don't care what it is, even just an ear on the other end of the phone, or if you need help, a loved one to treatment or sober living, just reach out anytime.
Thank you so much. This has been amazing.
Thank you.
As a bonus, I wanted to share a segment called Staff Smiles, where we highlight a staff member of the Community Foundation of Carroll County. Every day, the staff members of the Community Foundation of Carroll County work so hard to make your nonprofit dreams into reality. Today's Staff Smiles highlights Melody Shudell. So I just wanted to take a few seconds to talk about how wonderful Mel is. If you just want to share your stories about Mel.
I love Melody, like truly, truly love Melody. She is so awesome, so giving, so loving, so good at what she does. Like I always tell her, without her, the foundation would fall apart. And that's nothing against anyone else. It just how incredible she is. And I don't mean literally it would fall apart, but she, I don't know, it just meeting her, we connect, we share so much in common, and I don't know, she is the bomb.
I agree.
She is the bomb. She is so cool, and she deserves so much happiness because she has worked so hard her whole life to just make it, just find love, find happiness, and she deserves it, and she is well on her way to getting it. And if she doesn't come visit me soon, I am retracting every word I just said.
Heard it here first, folks. Use Love you, Mel.
My gosh.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the We Are Carroll Project. To hear more episodes, please visit wearecarroll.org. That's wearecarroll.org. Talk to you next time.